this week, focus on what is kind of bringing you the most happiness, the most joy, and create moments of joy for yourself. Be intentional in seeking out a happiness, a shining star moment in your day.
Welcome to Tarot Reflections, your tarot pulls for self-reflection and introspection. I'm your host, Megan Tabookhorst. Are you ready to look into the mirror that reflects back your mental and emotional state? Then get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's get reflecting.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Tarot Reflections. How are you doing today? Before I jump into today's topic, I have a couple of quick announcements for you. First, if you live in the Fraser Valley of beautiful British Columbia, Canada, I have actually started a free mental health support group out of Wellington Natural Health in downtown Chilliwack. It's called the Balance Playground, and it's really just a space to come together to find some community support and to learn some different tools and strategies for strengthening your own mental well-being so that we can cultivate healthier community mental well-being. We generally meet the third Thursday of the month. I will leave a link with all the details in the show notes. My second announcement is also for folks in the Fraser Valley region, but I'm really excited to share that I will be a vendor this year for the Chilliwack Pride Festival happening August 19th. It's going to be my first year as a vendor, and I'm super, super stoked. Not only will I be offering $10 tarot readings that day, but I'm going to be bringing with me some things I've been working on for a while, some new projects that have been percolating and developing in the works for the last little bit. I'm really excited to share them with you all for the first time, and the Pride Festival is going to be where you'll get to learn about what's going on, see what's going on. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't say much more, but I'm really excited and I hope I see you there. Chilliwack always puts on a really amazing Pride Festival, very community-driven, community-minded. I know I'm biased since I was part of last year's, but it's just a really great day in downtown Chilliwack. So come join us August 19th. And that brings me to my third announcement, which is more of just an FYI. I'm going to be going through some changes in my digital presence over the next little bit. There have been some shifts and some changes and some cosmic wake-ups and major downloads I've been feeling over the past few months, really pretty much since, well, as Aquarius season was ending, maybe, and we moved into Pisces, things have started to really move for me and change, and it's kind of hard to explain, but there have been some really big wake-up calls in my life, in my personal life, that have started to impact what I see coming for my future and what I want for my future, what path I want to be taking in this life. It's really been affecting how I want to show up and be of service to my community. So really, I see myself for the next year just playing a bit more, experimenting a bit more, and trying to test out these different ideas and thoughts and inspiration I'm receiving to see what feels true and good for me. But it's going to make things a little bit messy from a like brand marketing perspective, and the 10 plus years of communications and PR work in my life. It's speaking to me about how this is not a good strategy, but I'm doing it anyway because it's what feels true to what I need. It feels like what I need. It feels like the journey I kind of have to go down, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a chance for me to be a little bit bolder, be a little bit more authentic, feel more in alignment with what I'm doing in my digital spaces, and just have fun and really get to play. Speaking of having fun and getting to play, let's dive into today's topic. If you have listened to recent episodes of Tarot Reflections, you know that I have been heavily involved in organizing the first ever Pride Festival for the town of Hope, British Columbia. This is the town that I have worked in for the past 2 years. It's a rural community. It is small, about population 7,000 people, and it has a long history of homophobia and bigotry and not being a safe space for the queer community. And honestly, if you ask me, is Hope a safe space for the queer community? I could not in good conscience say yes. But the work we have been doing in Hope as the Hope Pride Committee, organizing this month-long Pride Festival, and making some really bold decisions in what we're bringing to the table for our first ever festival, it has been so rewarding to see the benefit of that in the community and to see the queer community come together for the first time. And one of the best examples of that was just this last weekend when we hosted Hope's first ever drag queen story time. Now, I don't think I have to tell you that this event received a whole lot of backlash, bigotry, and hatred on social media from bigots. I don't know what else to call them. They're bigots, they're transphobes, they're homophobes. And I spent at least 40% of my time on Friday bigot blocking for the Hope Pride Facebook page. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the way the community showed up and the impact that that had on the youth in attendance and the kids in attendance. I drove the drag queen, Haley Adler, to the event, and I was running behind, but I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because it's Hope. Nobody shows up early in Hope, so nobody's going to be there at 1:45 when the event starts at 2. So when I pulled into the parking lot and saw a crowd lined up at the door, my jaw hit the steering wheel. I was in shock. Words could not adequately express how this just doesn't happen in Hope. Over 85 people attended Drag Queen Storytime on Saturday. The room was filled with families, with community support workers, with queer advocates, with community leaders, with teens, and with safe queer adults and safe allies. There were folks who were there to just watch and observe and find out for themselves what a drag queen story time really was about, and that was absolutely welcome and accepted. At the start of the event, in my welcoming remarks, I made sure to make it clear that this was a space and a time for kids to just be kids and to be free to do what they want and what they need. We had some pop, water, chips available to snack on. We had coloring pages. We had fidget toys. We had bubbles to blow. We told the kids, go ahead, blow bubbles in the room. Run around. Be as loud as you want. It was intended to be 45 minutes for the kids to be free and to see others like them and to see a community of support in being true to who you are, in being free and in expressing yourself and your identity. And sure, it was loud and sometimes hard to hear Haley reading the stories, but that didn't matter. And yes, there were chips crunched all over the conference room floor and pop spills, but those got cleaned up afterwards. No harm, no foul. What we got to experience was 45 minutes of about a dozen kids being able to experience just pure joy in their freedom of selves, in their body autonomy, in following what they are needing in that moment. Not every kid is going to be able to sit and listen to 3 stories being read to them. They may have to get up and run around and expel some energy. They may want to color while they listen because ADHD is real and sometimes it's hard to do one thing at one time. There was something so beautiful about watching a 2-year-old squeal with joy as a 6-year-old is blowing bubbles for them to chase. It was incredibly heartwarming to see the 9-year-old kid who had come out to me only weeks before feel the freedom of being able to express themselves fully and not worry about who's in the room. Whether this kid is aware of it or not, that experience took a weight off their shoulders. In fact, by having just one accepting and affirming adult in a queer kid, in a queer youth's life, can decrease the risk of suicide by 40%. I'm gonna link to the article that talks about that research in the show notes, because the suicide rates amongst queer youth when compared to their heterosexual peers are heartbreaking. Youth who identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual are 4 times more likely than their peers to attempt or die by suicide. And trans youth are 7 times more likely to attempt or die by suicide. But one affirming adult can decrease those risks by 40%. And when you provide kids with that space and that permission to have freedom and safety and fun, they light up the room. Their energy is infectious. And it got me thinking about just how good it felt to feel that childlike joy, that absolute pure bliss you really only experience in the simplicity of the life of a child. I think that's a large part of why I find it so beautiful, is that this extreme form of happiness is usually the result of something so simple and so pure. Like bubbles. The 2-year-old who was chasing bubbles at Drag Queen Storytime is someone I care about. I've known this kid for 1.5 years maybe now, and the happiness bubbles bring this kid is unmatched. So I couldn't help myself that evening when I got home and I grabbed the leftover bubbles from the event, and I sat out on my balcony as the sun was setting and I blew some bubbles into the evening sky. And it was so simple, so small, such a low cost, easy to do thing that brought me so much peace. It brought me happiness. It was something that put me in an almost meditative-like state. My energy shifted to that more grounded, more stable level that you get within a yoga practice or meditation or hiking. I enjoyed watching the colors of the soap swirl as the bubbles would float within the clouds or over the mountains. And after a lot of weeks of frustration and difficulty and struggle and the unexpected and anger, lots and lots of anger, having just a few moments to myself where all I did and all I focused on were the bubbles in the night sky brought me a peace I haven't felt in a very long time. It was absolutely a joyful moment for my week. And so I want to ask you, what can you do this week to create your own moment of childlike joy? And I genuinely want to know, because your girl is looking for some more ideas. So be sure to share with me on social media, on Instagram at Megan's a Witch, or on TikTok at Tarot Reflections Pod. Now, on to this week's readings. Our message from the universe for the week ahead comes from Page of Cups reversed. This is really interesting. I've been getting a lot of readings today, especially about not listening or not following your intuition, and this card is no different. The Page of Cups is typically about seeing your dreams and feeling that youthful, young at heart sort of energy about the possibility of the path that lies ahead. But when it's in reverse, it's typically a sign of being cut off from our intuition, cut off from hearing that voice inside of us that guides us daily to show us the path that we want to follow, that will fulfill us, that we're meant to follow, that serves our communities and fulfills our purpose in this life. Chances are you are feeling creatively blocked, or you're struggling with a barrier that's blocking your vision for what you want in your life. What can you do to clear out those blocks, to sharpen that vision and to reconnect with your identity and your sense of self? Our mental health message for the week ahead is from the star. With the star showing up here, the good news is that despite this blockage in creativity and in seeing ourselves and our connecting with our intuition and identity, our mental health is in a pretty good state right now. Or at least this week, it's going to bring you to a place where you're going to be able to address some of these challenges you're facing. This week, focus on what is kind of bringing you the most happiness, the most joy, and create moments of joy for yourself. Be intentional in seeking out a happiness, a shining star moment in your day. And I'm really getting the sense that the star is showing up here as a message of saying that your mental health, listening to your mental health, is going to be an important guide on your path of rediscovery for yourself, of reconnecting with your intuition, of relearning your identity, of re-examining how you're showing up in the world. This idea of who you are and your presence out in your community, it keeps coming up in my readings today, and I'm getting a really strong message that for a lot of us, these are at odds with one another. But the star coming here for our message of mental resilience is that sign that we have the tools to figure this out within ourselves, that it is a practice for mental health care, of self-care. It is a part of our healing journey, and our mental health and things that support our mental well-being will be kind of the goalposts we want to start setting for ourselves, the targets we want to hit on our new vision for our future. All right, that's everything for me this week, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe, rate us, leave a review. Those really do go a long way in helping podcasts like mine grow. You can connect with me further online through Instagram at Megan's a Witch or over on TikTok at Tarot Reflections Pod. You can also find out more ways to connect with me and work with me through my website, meganmentally.com. As I've mentioned, I've got a whole bunch of links in the show notes for you to check out. And again, if you are in the Fraser Valley area, I have a lot of events coming up. So be sure to get on my mailing list, Permission to Thrive, so you don't miss a single thing. Until next time.